specializing in tips and tricks to help you grow your business on eBay. Here's your host, Griff.
We can talk about it during the commercial.
Well, we could, except you got to be quiet. We're on the radio now. Honestly, people. Well, this segment.
You're not coming to the eBay radio party?
Jonathan.
You didn't.
Well,
you weren't supposed to like let the cat out of the bag this early in the conversation.
Well, I'm sorry, but now I'm so disappointed.
Better
have I'm not
a
even sure I want
darn
to do this segment.
Good reason.
This segment is brought to you reluctantly by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the internet community since 1999. I'm sure it's not reluctantly. How you handle returns is an important factor in your business and in your buyer's experience on the site. And with us now to discuss this aspect, this particular topic of the announced seller update today is Jonathan Haney. And Jonathan is the head of returns experience. The head?
The head.
The head of returns experience. So unbelievable. That's a title here now. I want to be the head of something.
You're the head of eBay Radio.
That's not enough. I want more. I want more power. Well, I'm glad that you got the power, Jonathan. Now, I thought we'd do, because we only have 30 minutes with your topic. 30 minutes? I think so, yeah. As I wanted to talk, give us the what and the why, and then we'll talk about the how.
Excellent. So the what of the holiday returns effort that we announced this morning is really around what we're finding from buyers as we went out and talked to them was a couple issues that they really need to solve in order to make eBay a holiday shopping destination. One of those big issues is the fact that they can't return items for sale longer than 14 days or 30 days. As most of our sellers have their return policy. They want to buy it ahead of Christmas, and then they want to return it after Christmas. And so that's really what we are offering in this solution is that, you know, for purchases that occur between November 1st and December 31st, we're giving the buyer up until January 31st to return the item. I've been out on the boards this morning. I know a number of people say, what is this, a 90-day return policy? It could be up to that, yes. But frankly, I'm not expecting that. I'm expecting most of our purchases to happen, you know, mid to late November to mid-December, and then those returns to happen immediately after January.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. It seems pretty simple if you follow this particular, and this is a recommendation for top-rated plus for your items.
It's a requirement for top-rated plus. So if you, again, as we think about the standards, as Brian just talked about, if you become a top-rated seller, to get the top-rated plus badging and then the 20% discount per item for the months of November and December, you need to offer this on those items.
Oh, okay, so that's easy. I know that one of the concerns that we saw today, and I've heard it before, and this is a concern generally of people who don't want to take returns, it's the assumption that people are going to take my items and they're going to rent them. They're going to use them for 2 months and wear them out, and then they're going to try to return them to me, and that's not fair, and I'm not going to do this. And what are you going to do about it, eBay?
Yeah. I hear that all the time from sellers, but absolutely not the case. They're, you know, as you guys go out and look on the site, one of the policies that we have is the return condition, return item condition policy
exactly.
For returns. And as you look through that policy, essentially, you know, a bunch of different categories, a bunch of different descriptions there. But essentially what you read in that is it has to be returned in the same shape that you were sent it in. So if it gets sent out unworn with tags and it gets returned without tags, that's then a violation of the return policies.
Right, and eBay will back you up.
Absolutely.
And that's what's so cool about the hassle-free returns tool that doesn't exist. This option is not easy or doesn't exist for a seller if they're not using this tool, is that it's built into the flow. That part of the flow is when you get the item back, we say our alert is, the item, we show the item's been delivered, please inspect it before you issue the refund. And at that point, you can click a link that's, you know, there was a problem with this item, and you can say the item was returned to me in condition that wasn't received, that I sent it. And there's also the option, I believe, or was it removed, where you can add pictures or text?
Option to add, so you can add text when you click on that. And actually, Griff, you have not done a return recently because that link has expanded up to a big button. So when you get to the page to issue a refund, you see, you know, they issued the refund, and then what we've heard from sellers is they don't find that dispute or return button. And so we expanded it, made it very visible for sellers to realize that there is choice there. Now, we expect our buyers to be great buyers and to return items in great conditions, so you should just be easy to check the blue button to say issue a refund. If you've got issues, though, we've got that button there to protect you.
Go ahead, you were going to say something.
Well, we had a caller a couple of weeks ago say that she takes a picture. When she packs it, she takes a picture there in the box of exactly what it looks like.
Right.
Is this overkill or a good idea?
Well, what is she using the picture for? I don't remember.
Just in case the people say that it was not item not, not as described.
Your pictures in your listing should cover you. Those are the ones we would go by.
Exactly. I don't think you need to take a picture.
That would be a little overkill.
Right. And again, it's the call out to make sure that your photos and your listing are providing as close to a first face-to-face experience with the item as possible. Of course, it's not. It's always one step removed. But the better and better you become at making good photographs that accurately represent all aspects of your item, then the less likely you are to have somebody return something because there was something they missed. And if they do claim after a couple months that the item was broken and you get it back and it's not in the condition, again, you have recourse and eBay will back you up. So it's an understandable fear. It's a human reaction to act that way. My own experience selling used clothing and new clothing, my return rate is very low, but I credit that to the fact that I take the best pictures I can and I describe these items perfectly. And something else I'll be pushing for the rest of the year now, which is I don't buy stock that's imperfect. When I'm sourcing product and I find a fabulous shirt, if it's got one issue, I don't buy it. I don't want to have to explain it. I want, as I was telling Brian when he was in the studio before, I have a new goal for my buyers. I was trying, I always say focus on your buyers, make them happy, delight them. I actually now have something I want my buyers to do, and everything I do is towards this goal. When that buyer opens up that polyvinyl envelope and takes out that package, I want them to squeal like a little piggy. That's how delighted I want them to be. I want my buyers to squeal like little piggies in delight.
Now, I think this is a challenge you guys need to do on an ongoing basis.
Oh, no.
I want the community out there to purchase from Griff, and then I want them to record their opening experience to see what we get.
That would make great radio.
Wee, 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 wee.
Great. They go back to the days of the broken laser pointer, I think. And people think, I'll just sell anything.
Yeah, well, I think the thing... I've been here a couple years, and I'm seeing a progression.
A couple of years? I thought you'd been here for 10. It feels like that.
It has, for me too.
Go on.
No, but I have seen a progression. I've seen where we were that company, and we still have a lot of great sellers that are in that space. However, what you heard Brian talk about, what we're talking about with hassle-free returns, what we're talking about the holiday returns is... The buying community out there is changing. And yes, it's great to be the broken laser pointer type of store, but our buyers are expecting more.
Right.
And that's really the theme of everything that we've talked about here.
Great expectations.
Exactly.
Would make a great book.
So we can take questions.
Can we?
Yes, please.
Okay, our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Give us a call. It's all about returns right now. We have a question.
Yes.
On the chat board. So with the new holiday returns time frame, will there be a way to bulk edit your existing items with this feature?
Oh, you're asking the why question that Griff started off with. Absolutely. Yeah. We're still working through all the design details on that one. We'll share that with you guys later towards the summer so that you have enough time to get everything done. But as we're looking at it, the way that we're pushing it forward is, number one, I want an option at the click of the button. I want all of my listings with one click to now offer the holiday returns. There may be sellers out there that say, you know what? There are certain categories that I want to offer this in. There's other categories that I don't, price points, whatever. Probably like the bulk editing listing option. Want to have that. And then the third thing is on a listing by listing as you list or to edit a single listing, we need to have the ability to do the check mark for holiday returns on those. So we're looking at all three of those options as we talk about how to roll this out.
We also have from Dance on the chat board, I agree with Griff, and although I sell vintage and collectibles, I want that item to look as much like new as possible. I pass on items that are smelly, soiled, cracked, and chipped.
See, I'm going to squeal like a little pig.
Wee, wee, wee.
smelly, soiled, cracked, and chipped.
Very good. That's, I know. And, you know, sometimes I understand the temptation to buy those because you'll find something like, I found a Tommy Bahama embroidered back shirt at a thrift store a couple of weeks ago, right? It looked perfect. It was great. It was $9. I can make some money on this. And then I found a little stain, and it was the kind of stain that I was pretty sure I was going to be challenged to get out, and it was tiny. I don't want to have to.
Well, you know, it makes your life easier, Griff.
It just makes it easier. Walk away.
You don't want to try to wash that thing out and take extra time before you list it, or you don't want the pictures, and you don't want to deal with the return.
Some stains I know I can get out. I've gotten stains out in the thrift store with saliva, and it works. But there's other stains I've learned from experience that just are not going to come out. And if it looks like it's an ink stain that's not going to come out, I don't want to risk it. I'm not going to sell it with that. So I'll leave it. But now I walk away thinking, you know what? I don't want another eBay seller to give this bad experience. I sometimes think about buying it and trashing it just so it doesn't come on the market. But that would be too altruistic, I think. I'm not going to spend my money doing that.
So we have another question.
Good question.
Okay. 1L Lemonade Lane.
Yeah.
One Lemonade Lane wrote on this subject, I just had a return that was not sent back in the condition sent, i.e. no tags, and a big hole damaged in the item.
Oh, wow.
After 1.5 hours on the phone and 6 different CS employees, eBay did not back me up since I did not have a photo of the armpits of the sweater. I was not backed up, and I was told to write off the sweater as a cost of doing business.
Was she using the no-hassle return tool, I wonder? That's important.
Let's say she was using the no-hassle return tool. That should not be the experience. The experience that you should have is to click that dispute, add in the commentary, and then you're done. What happens then is a CS teammate or one of our teammates will look at it, we'll review it, and we will then decide that case and may ask for pictures.
Let's discuss this more in detail in a minute. Jonathan's going to stay with us for more questions. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
You've probably met Mark and Robin Levine of Bubble Fast at various events in the online selling community. They're top-rated sellers themselves, and they get it. Mark and Robin are tuned in to exactly what you need to ship your products on time and intact. In fact, their constantly growing product line specifically meets the changing needs of eBay sellers. From bubble mailers and packing peanuts to tape and dispensers and more, you'll find everything you need for a smooth-running shipping department, all with a no-hassle refund return policy and free shipping. Bubble Fast has been providing high-quality, affordable shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Let Mark and Robin's experience help your small business and use the discount code COMMUNITY at checkout for 5% off your entire order at bubblefast.com.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 248.
When selling clothing on eBay, it's important to provide good information for the buyer. Amy Weintraub is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Shop It Fashion. Her number one tip?
Measure, measure, measure. I know it's a hassle, but it's the most important thing. It is worth the time. Take a deep breath and do a size chart for every item that you're selling on eBay. There, you should at least give 4 measurements for each item at least. And there's a lot of information online on how to measure a dress, how to measure a sweater, how to measure pants. It's just not worth listing apparel on eBay unless you include size chart and measurements.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome to another eBay Radio open phone segment. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. Our lines are open. Here's Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. We're here with Jonathan Haney. He's the head of returns experience, and he's ready to hear from you about your questions or comments regarding holiday returns. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. Lee, do we have any questions or calls for Jonathan?
Actually, we do. Let's go right to a call. Ralph in Pottsville, Pennsylvania. User ID, My Cottage Books and Antiques. Hey there, Ralph. Welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
It's a question on the managed returns. I have managed returns. I've been using it for a long time. Haven't had any returns, so I can't say too much about the experience, but I've been using it. I have a 30-day return policy, and I also pay return shipping based on my understanding that eBay caps that at a certain level. So I thought it was worth it because I get very few returns. Now, my question is, I do get international buyers. I don't use the global shipping, and I really don't want to get into that. But I get international buyers, and I like the idea of the 90-day thing for the holiday season. I would have tried to set something like that up myself, actually, last holiday season, if it weren't that the mechanics of it seemed like it would be a lot of trouble. This sounds like what you guys are working on is going to be great. It's going to be simple, sort of a one-click thing or something. That's great. My concern is with the international buyers. The hassle-free returns is only U.S., and, I shout out that I pay return shipping, and if in January I get five returns at, $50 each return shipping from a foreign buyer, it's going to hit me pretty hard quick. So I'm asking, how does that display to international buyers? Does it show differently? Is there something I can shout out to say, look, the return shipping does not apply to you guys? It only applies if you're using the managed return flow. What's the solution there?
Yeah, I can't even imagine. Jonathan, this is a difficult question. What is the answer?
It is difficult. First of all, Ralph, thank you so much for using hassle-free returns. Really do appreciate that. And then to get to your question, let me kind of take that into two parts. So as you think about our international buyers, the way the hassle-free returns program works is that it's currently focused just on domestic buyers and sellers. So a U.S.-based buyer who then has a U.S. or trying to return to a U.S.-based seller who has a U.S. return address. We do have some international sellers that have U.S. return addresses, and we accept those. But by and large, it's kind of a domestic program. International shipments or international returns would get handled through the current mechanisms of sending M2M messages back and forth. In terms of who pays returns shipping, which is your ultimate concern or your ultimate question, that is set at the global level, and that's kind of on the policy level and on what that listing is. So for these instances, we don't have yet the differentiation between a domestic and a return in terms of who pays shipping and who doesn't. It's a great call out, and probably something that as we look at this and we look to grow more globally and more internationally, something that we need to look at and we need to explore to say, hey, one, can we or should we start to break these apart? And then the second thing, and I think more fundamental as we think about this, is with our international buyers, is there something that eBay can do to kind of help you, Ralph, so that you don't have to like spend the $50 to get the item from, right, the UK or Germany or wherever it is that you're sending it back to the US? And so that's one of those spots where let me take that one back to the drawing board and noodle on it and see what kind of solve we can come up with.
And it sounds like Ralph he's had no returns, it sounds like ever. So I don't foresee that happening to you, Ralph, but if it does, let us know.
Please do.
Hope we helped you out today, Ralph. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay, yep.
Well, we're just about
out
of
time. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ralph.
One more quick question.
Go ahead.
Edie's asking, if I choose holiday returns for my items, after the holiday is over, does it revert to my 30-day policy?
It does. It's actually automatic. And that's the way that we've intended it is. You just click a check mark to say, I want to opt into holiday returns. Come November 1st, we'll automatically switch you from a 30-day return up to the January 31st date. January 1st of 2015, it'll automatically go back to a 30-day policy.
Cool. I sell mostly apparel, but I occasionally sell collectibles and antiques. My return policy window is forever for those. So if I sell you an Oriental rug or a collectible and you want to return it to me 10 years from now and I'm still alive, I'm happy to buy it back at the price you bought it for.
Yeah, well, what if you're not alive?
Well, if I'm not alive, you'll have to talk to my heirs. But
It's a lifetime return policy. It just doesn't define whose lifetime.
I told you. Griff is... that's his mantra. Great customer service.
Squeal
fantastic
like a piggy.
Fantastic customer service,
squeal
no
like
matter
a
what.
Piggy. Jonathan, thank you so much. I think we have time, right?
I want to know why he's not coming to Vegas, and he better have a really good excuse.
I do have a good excuse.
Okay.
I'm about to be a father again.
Sorry, that is no excuse. Yes, no, it is. It is.
The first time was the exciting one. This is all just routine now, right?
It is. Yeah. It is, except it's a little
ask
boy.
Ask your wife if it's a routine. I don't think it's routine.
Have
it's a
you
little,
seen that commercial where the
time?
Woman takes
boy.
Such good care of the first one, doesn't get it dirty or anything, and then the second one, she's in a garage and she hands the mechanic the second kid right. while she... Yeah. It's a little different when the second one comes. Yeah,
so, Jonathan,
well, let alone the third. So,
oh, this is the third, and it's a boy.
And
it's two girls.
I've got two girls and a boy.
Congratulations!
Well, thank you.
It's a little nuclear family. That's the little Haneys.
Yes.
So you'll be in the command center back in front porch. If you've got a question for Jonathan about holiday returns or a concern or a suggestion or a complaint or just an observation, Jonathan will be there manning those questions with his team. So feel free to go back. That's, by the way, you can find the link to the discussion board if you go to the announcement board post and then look for today's announcement and the seller release, and you can get right there. Great place to continue asking questions.
Also Jonathan. Want to remind people there is a town hall tomorrow. And we'll be back for next hour, though.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Adisha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up, we'll talk about shipping and your top-rated seller status here on eBay Radio.
We're always searching out interesting and relevant guests for our show with the goal of helping our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com and click on the big blue Archives on Demand button. Then click on the tab that says Be a Guest and fill out the web form to apply. We'll get back to you ASAP, and maybe we'll be seeing you soon on the radio.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.
Sharpen your edge, improve your skills, and find that extra inside tip or new technique. Go to ebayradio.com and click on the big archive button. Once you're on the archives page, click on the seller resource tab. There you'll find a directory of local seller groups, a curated list of must-read books to help grow your eBay business, as well as great entrepreneurial tips. Again, go to ebayradio.com, click on the big blue archive button, and then the seller resource tab at ebayradio.com.
A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Join John Lawson, author, speaker, entrepreneur, and award-winning social media strategist, as he teaches you to take your internet skills to a higher level, turning likes into sales. The webinar is free Wednesday, March 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
So, you've heard about Cabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans, and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Cabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Cabbage.com, and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you.